My husband and I went camping in eastern Pennsylvania. The place we decided to stop is really primitive. Camping was free, no cell services and barely any roads. We did encounter two other people. They might not be a factor in what happened after all, but I'll describe them. The first was a woman who had her truck off to the side of the road, a little way as we drove past it. She had the hood open and seemed to be waiting for someone to stop and offer help. Usually my boyfriend had no problem helping someone, but he said something soft about her. She didn't really seem like she needed help, and usually people who need help look at you hopefully as you approach. She looked as though she expected us to stop. That's what my boyfriend said anyway, and I didn't really notice anything about it, which was strange. Now, this is my boyfriend at the time, now husband, to put that into context. The next person came when we had chosen a spot and we were setting up a fire for hot dogs. I had noticed people drive by a few times, but my boyfriend pointed out each time it's the same car, and the man in the car watched us each time he passes. My boyfriend felt a little uneasy about this, but we had driven around for a while before finding a place that we liked. It had been raining and everything was muddy, and we wanted to go to the driest site possible. He could have been doing the same thing. We actually briefly thought about moving because the road is too muddy. Now, if he wanted us all he has to do is follow the tracks. There were some other tracks, but not many. He'd only have backtracked a little to relocate us again. He didn't come by another time, so we stayed and spent the several remaining hours before dark goofing off. No one else drove by. Whether or not those two actually had anything else to do with our experience, I don't know. But the real fear came later. We had gone to sleep in our tent, and sometime around 3 a.m, we were awoken by a very loud noise. I can't describe it very well, or even remember exactly what it sounded like, but my boyfriend said it reminded him of a chain gun revving up. It was also similar to how it would sound if somebody recorded a shovel being dragged over gravel and played over a speaker. He jumps up and looks out the little window but can't see anything. The sound repeats itself a few more times. I was too scared to speak, so my boyfriend whispers that it's probably miles off and that I should go back to sleep. I didn't question this, as I figured loud sounds could easily be heard miles off. After we left, he told me it sounded like it had actually become something that was just down the road, and he didn't want me to freak out. Looking back, I probably should have wondered why he would bother to whisper if apparently the sound was off. I was terrified. Every little thing I heard outside sounded like somebody was walking around the tent. We laid there for a while longer, and when finally my boyfriend told me to get dressed because we're leaving, I get alarmed. And even more alarmed when he unwraps the machete we bought just for this trip. Now, we quickly packed up and loaded the car. I looked around for boot prints, but there weren't any other than our own. Despite the moon providing plenty of light, I couldn't really see. I did point out something to my boyfriend that he hadn't noticed, so there was a beer can by our dead fire that wasn't there before. We didn't even bring beer. While we were driving away, my boyfriend explained that he was nervous somebody might have been trying to lure us out, so he didn't think it was a good idea for us to run from the tent right away. He also half expected to find out that the gas tank had been siphoned out, but that wouldn't have stopped us because we had a hybrid car. We actually joked it'd make a good hybrid car commercial. Now, the rest of our trip, we only stayed in well-populated campsites or a hostel. My experience at the Skull Valley primitive campgrounds in Utah absolutely terrified me, and it's ruined my camping for probably good. Now, I'd love to get people's ideas on what happened. Here's what happened. The summer before last, I took a road trip from my home in Colorado up the west coast into Canada. my northernmost destination being Fernie, BC, Canada, as I have family out there. I mapped out a series of free campgrounds to stay instead of hotels. I love camping and it would help me stay on a budget as well. My boyfriend at the time also was traveling, so we were planning to meet up in San Francisco and get to Seattle together. I was doing the first bit of the trip with just my dog, and my first planned campsite was a place called Skull Valley Primitive in Utah. Now, I found the site easily. The camping spots were also up a dirt hill, so I took the first site I saw, as my car is not made for off-roading. I set up my tent without any issues and changed into my hiking boots. It was so hot. I remembered my poor dog had to have a cool towel down after I set up camp because he couldn't cool down on his own. There was actually a ton of other campsites but hardly anyone using them. There were two RVs I come across parked super far away from my site, and I was definitely the only tent camper there. I decided to go take a hike around before the sun was down. The campsite is adjacent to these mountains that rises out of flat ground and would have what appeared to be cave dwellings carved into the face of them. I wanted to investigate, so Teddy, my dog, and I started off in that direction. After only a few minutes of walking, we hit a barbed wire fence and I don't think twice about ducking under it to continue onwards. I just didn't think it would be a problem. Only a few yards after I had hopped the fence, I stopped dead in my tracks. An eerie and unusual sound was coming from the direction of the cave dwellings. The best description that I can give you is that it sounded like dozens of humans trying to howl like wolves. Like many people pretending to be a wolf pack, and it sounded like its origin was inside the caves themselves. My dog was as spooked as I was and had already started running back to the campsite when I turned around. The sounds actually continue until I'm well inside the camp perimeters. The sun was almost completely set when I decided to let Teddy out for one last bathroom break. I was freaked out by what had happened and didn't want to be running around in the dark. Teddy is a dog that simply does not need a leash. He's never more than several feet away from me, so I didn't use one. I zipped up the tent and walked away from our site. Now, suddenly, I realize he's gone. I can't see him anywhere, and there's no sign of him. The sun had finished setting by that time, and I finally gave up screaming for him and returned to my tent, which had not been left alone. The tent actually had a broken zipper when I arrived, and my stuff was strewn about. Though nothing was missing, I want to emphasize that fact that during this period, I noticed that there were no natural noises, no crickets or anything like that, and the only way I can describe the feeling that I had was pure dread. I never felt so scared before. In fact, I feel the same terror while I write this out. I decide to grab my taser and try and find Teddy. After a bit of whistling and shouting for him, I realize that he's not coming back, so I headed into my tent. I used some safety pins I had, which I closed the zipper with. Now, this is where things get weirder. As I lay there trying not to completely freak out, something starts to violently shake my tent from multiple angles. I can feel it slash them brush against my feet sometimes, and the shaking is relentless. At some point, several hours later, I heard my dog outside and I peek out. It was him. I quickly unpin that part of the door and he jumps in. His behavior is definitely off, and he reacted to the constant shaking of our tent even more than I did. Neither of us slept good that night, and as soon as the morning arrived, we were gone. I called my now ex-boyfriend to drive me out and recounted exactly what happened. He started to Google the area and found out that where I'd walked into was actually the site of an extremely small and impoverished Native American reservation. So, His hypothesis was that we had been there, but something had been watching me and decided to mess with me in the dark. Now, this is weird. I don't really know where to begin. I've been house sitting for some friends in the rural PMW. They live up in the long hills on a long twisting road, and the house itself is at the end of a long gravel driveway. The house also sits up against a big evergreen forest. I should also mention that at one point, the driveway branches off and goes into the woods. Now, I have no idea why. I've explored in these areas before and there's nothing. The road is too overgrown for a vehicle to go through anyway, or so I thought. Now recently it snowed a lot here, and I've been kind of trapped, as my gutless sedan doesn't have four-wheel drive, and the driveway is covered in over a foot of snow, and the road hasn't been ploughed. Anyway, a couple of nights ago, I was sitting up awake reading. I haven't been sleeping well because I got COVID and coughing keeps me up at night. It was about 11:30 and I saw headlights outside the window. I could hardly believe it. First, it was late at night. Second, there's been so much snow that most cars couldn't even make it up here. And third, my friends are out of state and no one else would be coming up here, and they certainly wouldn't be doing so during the night. I peeked out of the window and watch as the headlights, instead of turning right at the bend, come towards the house, then into the woods. I was curious, but I'm also a coward, so I didn't do anything as ridiculous as follow the car in the forest in the middle of the night, but I couldn't let it go. So in the morning, I grab my boots and parka and stupidly leave to investigate. The next part I genuinely can't explain. There was one set of tire tracks in the snow, heading down the road into the woods. I followed them about half a mile into the forest and they suddenly stopped. There was a large fallen tree blocking the road, and no vehicle in sight. The tire tracks just ended, and there's no footprints in the snow either. I mean, that's it, I had no explanation to this, and I'm really running out of ideas of what it could actually be, and I'm definitely freaked out by this. This story took place 20 years ago when my father and I went on a backpacking adventure. Now, it was a beautiful day when we set out for this. We were actually going camping somewhere, and I was very happy to be out with my father. My father is a forest ranger, and working in that service, I don't always get to see him when I want to. So, at the time, that made me very happy. I could also learn lots of different cool things while we went out on these foresty adventures. It wasn't the first time that we'd been on such ones, but this one in particular felt really special. I was only about 14 at the time, so not very old, but I looked a lot younger than that. Now, as we set out, there's some cloud cover, but not enough to really stop where we were going. The scenery was really picturesque. The trees were pretty tall, and there were some kind of shrubs and things on either side of us. While we're walking on the first part of the path, I realise that there's someone up ahead of us. I say, Dad, do you see that person over there? My dad turns and looks at me, kind of perplexed, and says, no, I don't think there's anyone there. I say, Dad, yeah, look, don't you see that guy up there who keeps on turning to look at me? And he says, no, I really don't see anything, son. So, with that, we just continue on our way. Now, I don't know if it was because I was young or whatever, but my dad really didn't seem to believe what I was telling him. I'm not sure why. From my point of view, I kept on seeing somebody up ahead of us, dressed in kind of like the fishing or hunting gear, and they just kept on darting in and out of the trees. I would actually see this happening so consistently that I kind of switched off and ignored it. My dad actually took over place with me and would go up ahead just a few meters, and he also wouldn't actually see anything during this time. Again, I think this is pretty bizarre, but we press on regardless. Now, as we're looking around, I can certainly make out that there's a few people now. There doesn't seem to be just one, there's at least two. Again, I raise it to my dad, and he tells me that if you can find it in a place I can see it, then yeah, we'll head back. And I thought this was pretty bizarre. I realize now that my dad was probably trying to calm me down, and he actually told me that he was a little bit worried but couldn't see a thing. And that's what I think's so odd about this experience. It turned out that no matter how many times I would tell him about it, he couldn't see anything. But like I found out later, he was in fact concerned a little bit. Now, we eventually get to roughly where we're gonna set up camp, and I don't really feel that safe there. I tell my dad over and over again that I really think this isn't a good idea, and I'm pretty sure that somebody's kind of followed us in here. But again, my dad being dismissive just tells me not to worry about it and that we should just enjoy the day together. This is when he kind of switched off, but I guess I didn't. So we set up a little camping bit and we decide that we're gonna do some fishing. Hadn't done fishing in a while. I certainly wasn't the best at it, but the whole time that we're doing this, I just can't relax and I have the feeling that we're being followed or at least watched. Now, this is the next weird thing. As we're fishing, I feel something hit me and fall off. I don't know, I think maybe something's fallen from my jacket. So I turn around and see what it is, and there's a stone. I pick it up and inspect it, but I can't see anything weird about it, and I put it down again. I look all around, and another stone falls next to me. At this point in time, my dad isn't here. He's gone to set up a campfire, and I think this might be my dad. I decide to get a handful of these rocks just so I can throw them back. But then I hear it, a whistling sound. I can't figure out where it's coming from when suddenly I spot it. There's somebody halfway up a tree with binoculars, literally staring at me, trying to wave now. I say, "Dad?" And they raise their finger to their mouth for me to be quiet. Still confused as to what was happening, I decide that I should start heading back to the campsite, and that's what I do. I find my dad there and I say, "Dad, what was that?" He says, "What, son?" I ask him what's he doing again, and he says literally nothing. "This is a fire." I say, "No, I thought you were up a tree with binoculars," and he kind of laughs at me and says, "No, of course I wasn't. What do you mean?" Looking more serious now, and I go and take him to the exact spot where it happened, and there's no one in the tree. He says, "Son, look, I know you've not been out here that many times, but try not to scare yourself too much, alright?" And he kind of convinced me that nothing was wrong, and I actually relaxed a bit. I say, "Yeah, but Dad, they were throwing stones at me." And he tells me that he's not really seen anyone out here this whole time, and he would know about it because of his line of duty. I kind of sighed at this and actually cringe at it today because, yeah, you can do something, but that doesn't mean that you're an expert of every situation related to it. Now, I'm pretty unsettled, and we decide to get some shut-eye now, but the whole time, I just could not sleep. I don't know, I just really couldn't. But eventually, I managed to half drift off, and I'm awoken to the sound of rainfall. I then wipe my eyes and kind of sit up. I realize it's not rainfall, but it sounds like there's something wrong with the tent. It sounds like one big drop of water, then nothing. So, I get up and look outside. My dad's still asleep at this point. And as I take my head outside of the tent door, I realize that a stone lands close to me again. The fire's gone out now, and I hear some whistling again. I can't figure out where it's coming from, and I was so tired that I'm pretty convinced I was half asleep. But then I hear a voice. It tells me in a hushed tone, "Come here, I want to show you something." And I'll turn around and try and wake my dad and say, "Dad, please, you've got to come here. There's something very wrong." And my dad slowly gets up. Now, the second that my dad starts moving, We can hear all kinds of crashing sounds through the trees, and clearly somebody's running away. I say, Dad, Dad. And my dad gets up very quickly and grabs a flashlight. He points it in the direction where that we thought we heard somebody, but there's just some trees moving. My dad says, Son, come on, it's just an animal. Just go to sleep. We probably didn't tie the food up properly and, I don't know, not to worry about things. Now, this actually frustrates me quite a lot because I'm not kidding. I literally heard someone, but again, my dad being dismissive now and a little bit angry says, Son, it's just in your head. I'm really tired and we need to sleep. So you imagine how I felt at this point. I had a parent who wasn't really taking my concerns very seriously. And from my perspective, there's literally somebody out here trying to lure me into the woods, but apparently this is just an animal who also speaks perfectly good English. Yeah, right. Good chance for leaving that. So, after a sleepless night, we get our things together, and we start heading over to the next campsite. It was only a few day trip, but I really wasn't enjoying it now. I keep on and on telling my dad that I think something's wrong here, but he doesn't listen to me. And again, I think I can hear something, and my dad finally takes it more serious now. I'd hear twigs snapping in the distance, and this was kind of unsettling me a lot, and my dad decides to climb off a small hill just to see what he can see. Now, my dad actually goes off a tree a little bit. I don't know how he did it, because he's quite heavy. And I was laughing the whole time trying to watch him, saying, Dad, that the tree's gonna come down. And that kind of broke the tension a lot. I ended up coming up after him and he says, Son, look at this. I got up quite quickly, half expecting to see somebody there, but there's literally nobody around. He says, See, nothing to worry about. And I'm a little more relaxed this time. Now, I look around once more. And I'm sure that I can see somebody again. Well, I don't see a person, but I just see the faintest glisten off of glass, like somebody with binoculars is staring at us. And I try and get my dad to look at it, but he says, Son, I don't have my glasses with me or binoculars. I can't see it. And I'm completely baffled now, because literally dead in front of him, I can see the glisten off something, but he's not paying attention. The thing that scared me is, this is pointed directly at the tree that we're a part of, so they knew we were here. But again, my dad's dismissive and says, Come on son, we're nearly there now. And that was that. So I go down the tree first, and I actually got stuck halfway down and my dad had to free me, but eventually we make it to the bottom. Things are a little bit better now, and I feel fortunate for that. So now, with the sun getting closer to setting, we eventually head off and finally make it to the new campground. And this is when my dad finally or formally acknowledges that something's off. He says, Yeah, you're kind of right. There was definitely someone here at some point. I say, What do you mean? He said, God, I've reserved this spot. There shouldn't be anybody here. And my dad was more annoyed about spending money and someone tainting his precious spot. Which, again, I think is pretty bizarre. I ask him, well, how do you know someone's here? And he said, look, there's some tracks here, and they're pretty fresh. And you can kind of see a weird boot print. It's almost like they come up to where the campground is and then just go off into the tree line, but you can tell they're pretty fresh. There was also evidence of some kind of fire being here not too long ago. And what does my dad do? Just dismisses it. Pretty annoyed now. I walk off and I know where a lake is that I can go and get a good view of. It's not really a lake, it's more like a body of water, but I want to just get away from him for a bit and clear my head. Looking back on it, it probably wasn't a good idea, but it felt like the thing to do. I sit there for a while and my dad's aware of where I've gone because I've told him, but not the exact reason for it. I keep on playing the events over and over again in my head, and I start to worry that maybe I've got some kind of weird flu that's making me see things. Or maybe that's just how it is when you're out here on places like this. There's things that you can see, things that you can almost touch, but they aren't actually there. I mean, I don't know. I've heard lots of people scaring themselves like this, and I know that it's some kind of self-fulfilling cycle. And I try to relax myself more, finally taking my dad's side of the story. I mean, it does seem pretty weird that my dad's got no recollection of these things, really, and he never seems to be able to see it. But that's fine. So I start to feel a bit better now, and I start throwing some stones into the water. I was trying to get the stones to skip, but it wasn't really working. And then, what do I know? Over my shoulder, a stone goes just past my head, and I hear sorry. Now I'm frozen then. It doesn't sound like my dad. And I can hear someone approaching now. I decide to get the biggest rock I can and turn around quickly and scream, and I'm met with my dad. He says, "God, son, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get the stone that close to you, but I want to help you out." And I drop the stone, and my God. And kind of cursed myself for being so silly once more. My dad actually showed me how to skip the stones, and it was pretty cool. I can never really get them to bounce more than a couple of times, but I found if you got the right shape on and threw it with your arm kind of twisted, you would actually be able to make them move in the water, which I thought was pretty cool. It's something I've been doing ever since, actually, when I get the chance, but my dad says sorry for not believing me, and I say sorry for just making him worry for no reason. We made up from a little kind of falling out, and we head back for a night that I'm never gonna forget. So, we get back to the campgrounds, and my dad looks a little bit more worried, and I keep asking him what's wrong. He keeps telling me, "Son, don't worry, there's nothing." But he eventually says that he feels like somebody's watching us now and can't shake it. He tells me that he's gonna have his knife near the door, and if anything comes, they're gonna get it. And that actually makes me feel a little bit more safe. And then eventually, we drift off to sleep. Now, I'm awoken by the urge to pee, and I don't know what the time was, but I remembered there were plenty of stars out, and I'd never really paid attention to them before. I remember thinking to myself that I could actually look at this all day, and I couldn't get over how beautiful the view actually was. These stars look absolutely gorgeous, and as I'm standing there, I realize that it's time to pee now. So I head off and go to an area that I can urinate in. After finishing my business, I go to turn around and I feel something. Within what's probably less than a second, somebody sweeps me up and I go to scream, but my mouth is covered. I don't know what's happening, all I know is the adrenaline and rush of it, and I start desperately trying to fight my way back. This terrifying situation suddenly hits my conscience at once, and I realize that somebody has literally swooped me up and is heading off into the tree line. Every second that they take a step further away from my dad in safety is agonizing, and I try harder to scream. I'm screaming, "Dad, Dad," and then I hear somebody telling me to be quiet. They tell me that if I make another sound, that they're gonna kill me right here and now. And the way they said it in their tone makes me entirely believe them, and I go more quiet. I'm still trying to struggle to escape, but I just can't. All I know is that I'm very disorientated and I don't know where I'm going. Every so often I get another view of the stars up ahead of me, and I keep trying my very best to fight back. Then suddenly, I remembered something that I could do from a survival class that we had in school. Apparently, if you're in a situation like this, then you want to gouge eyes or hit some sensitive parts, and I choose the latter. With all my 14-year-old strength, I swing back and whack down as hard as I can, and I hit this guy in, well, you can imagine where. And finally, with a thud, I hit the ground. Now, I got up and immediately started screaming like a bat out of hell, and I start running. I run so quick that immediately I knock myself over from hitting into a tree, and then I go silent. I then hear somebody screaming out, "Hey, hey," and I realize that my dad's woke up. I can hear someone panicking around me, swearing, saying, "Where are you? Just come here. We're gonna go on an adventure." They keep repeating that. All I knew that I could do in this moment is to remain as quiet as I possibly can. I do this for another 2 or 3 minutes before I realize that this person has gone off and I don't know where they are. Now I'm met with a choice. I can either make noise so my dad knows where I am, or remain as quiet as possible, but I decide it's time to make some noise, and I start to make my way towards my dad screaming. I say, "Dad, Dad." He says, "Son, come into the light." And I start sprinting towards him and stupidly go into another tree. I didn't actually feel the pain of it until afterwards, so I mean, I was probably pumped full of adrenaline because of the situation that I was in. I run over to my dad and he grabs me and says, "Where is he? I'm gonna kill that," and lots of profanities. I tell him I don't know where he is, and my dad's so angry that he's shaking with a knife and torch in one hand. I say, "Dad, we've got to get back," and he says, "Son, I know." My dad curses out very loudly, saying, "I'm gonna kill you," over and over again, and he takes me back to the tent, still screaming this. He says, "Son, are you alright?" and asks me to explain what happened, and he starts profusely apologizing for not believing what I said, and he tells me, "Don't worry, we're gonna get him." We get some of the basic things we need, and my dad grabs me by my hand, holding my hand very tightly, and we start heading along the trail again, and we start the path back to where we started originally. It doesn't take too long, and we're pretty much back where we're supposed to be, and my dad immediately gets onto a phone at the station, makes a call to the police, and waits for the police to arrive. He keeps on asking me over and over again what happened and how, and eventually the police arrive, and I can't actually describe the person, because the thing is, I couldn't see them at all, but I do give quite a detailed account of what had happened in the days leading up to it. The police put it down to an attempted kidnap, and they do a large manhunt. Now, we get everything together and drive home, and my dad just constantly apologizes for not believing me sooner. He says that as soon as we get home, he's going to come back and join the search with his knife. Well, it turns out he wasn't able to do that in the end, because obviously the police aren't going to let him go out there and kill someone, and eventually he calms down enough to come back to his senses. Now, this whole ordeal only lasted for a few days, but it actually felt like a lifetime. I'll never forget the image of that person running off somewhere into the woods and me hiding, or of the torches of the police going into the forest trying to hunt this person. I wish I could say that they got to him, but I don't think it ever happened. Now, for all I know, that person could still be out there at large, and could be preying on other people like me. It sounds bad to say, but I really wish that my dad could have just got to him and finished him off, because what that guy could have done to me is not even worth thinking about. I'm just very grateful for the survival lessons which I had, which allowed me to react accordingly in this situation. I think everyone listening to this should do similar training, because you don't know when you actually need it. I've spoken to my dad about this many times after, and he said that it was only on the first day that he kind of got concerned, but after I kept on saying something that seemed so unbelievable, he just couldn't believe it himself, and he said because of his service, he was pretty convinced that it couldn't have been the case, because he had never seen anything like it before. Apparently cases this bad are very uncommon, and he just never expected to experience one himself. We did eventually go on lots of different camping adventures after that, and they were much better, but we wouldn't go to very desolate places or where nobody was around. I think that's key to this. I think if you go to places that are miles away from different people, or any people for that matter, then you're not going to find the best of people. And probably lots of times that you think that you're on your own in the forest, you might actually not be, and that is an incredibly dangerous thing, I think. Yes, I learnt this the hard way, but I'm glad that I'm still alive today.